weight. It should be weight 2.5 sloyim. So Rashi, why the boy claim it? Like a svara. We want it to weigh in order that it'll fall straight down deep into the fire. V'shel say ha-mishtaleach mishkal shnei sloyim. That's the median shear. So Rashi, the boy chaluka. Mishkal shnei sloyim v'dayi v'kach. It's enough just 2 sloyim. You'll have enough to divide it in half. Each half of it will have a seller's worth of wool. V'shel mitzayra mishkal shekel. Shel mitzayra there, there's no mitzvah chaluka. There's no din to have covered weight. So there it's enough to small a shear, just the weight of a shekel. Shrashi shel mitzayra, the loyho of a loyho, sagale a shekel. It does need a chalukah, it does need a kovid, it's enough just to have the less amount of wool. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, pligi bo Rabbi Shimon ben Chalavtov Rabbonin. It's a machlekes Rabbi Shimon ben Chalavtov Rabbonin. The poro, negeta poro. The what? Chadoma mishkal asora. One takas, so like we said until now, it's a svar, the poro duma needs the biggest weight. Needs asara zuz in order to make it fall down into the fire. The chadam once said no. Mishkal shekel. No, you should know that's the smallest amount. The paraduma does need such a big weight. The churat tak machoitis we had before, that he holds there's no mitzvah to have a kovein by the paraduma, so therefore the paraduma is the least. The Mor says now with simnecho, what's the simon here? That echad hamar bev yechad hamamit. The simon is, like the machoitis here, what's the paraduma? Does it have the most amount, 10 zuz, the amount of mishkal asar zuz, or does it have the least amount, the mishkal of a shekel? So doesn't these two machlokes and anam machulik maybe should have the medium shear? No. Either it has the most or it has the least. So to remember that, it's echer amamid, echer amamid. Either yamarbi is saying the biggest shear, or else amamid is saying the smallest shear. But the medium shear is not this machlokes. Hey, so machlokes of shear and chalaft and the rabbonim was, where the parah needs the biggest shear, like a marber, or does it need the smallest shear, like a mamet. But not the in-between shear. That's the symbol we're giving here, to remember. Like Rashi says, the simin, shleitita loyma shecha doyoyma mishkal shneis loyim, to say one of them said a medium shear, mishneh zu telecha simin. This mishneh should be the raya for you. Sheshanim, the mishneh says, echad a marber v'yechad a mamet. Ubevaat shechav aliv lo shemayim. The simin zeh titzko leimar sheecho nosim boshir hamarbe mekulon. With this mishnah we'll know one of these two man the arvim said the biggest shear. It has to be the weight of 10 suz. The echo nosim boshir become a mait mekulon. And the other part look they hold the smaller shear. Avo shear benri lehuskukan. But the medium shear is not telling this machlekes the shirim ben chalast in the rabbonin. That's not their machlekes here, the medium shear. Omalei Rabbi Yirmiyah midiftel Ravina. Lei de paro pligi. He also knows the machlekes Rabbi Shimon ben Chalavtom is not a machlekes by the paro aduma. Ela v'stei hamishtaleich pligi. The machlekes was by the shei hamishtaleich. That's where the machlekes was. That one said it needs the biggest shear because you need a chaluka, and the other one said no, it doesn't need such a big shear. Trashi lei de paro pligi. Beloshin shel paro. That's not the machlekes here. The machlekes is by the shei hamishtaleich. What shear? How much wool did it need? So the Gemara of Ahu Yoyma Nach Navshe the Ravya Bakise. And this day that they had the machlokes of Reb Shimon ben Chalavt and the Rabbonin about how much weight has to be either for the parum or else for the same Mishleach, on that day, the day they had the machlokes was Nach this tzaddik Ravya Bakise. The Yancho Bei Simna. And the Rabbonin made a simna to know, like today he died, that Simna Ravya Bakise Mechaper Kisei Mishleach. So they made a simon to know to say that just like the Seha Mashalech is Mechaper, it comes for Kaporum, who Adin Misa Sadikin also comes for Kaporum. Shashivu Yoima Diafligubo Nach Rabio Bartise, Shem Chochem. Then we made a simon to know Mechaper, Misa Sadikin Mechaperis, Kudyama Bialmo, Loma Nismachu Misas Aaron, Lebig de Kuna, Loimaloch. Ma big de kuna mechaperin is af misa tzadikim mechaperis. So misa tzadikim is mechaper here also. On that day that he died, that's the day they had the machlekes about the seir mishleich, which the seir mishleich was for kapara. So the churam, in other words, being the simon now to hold like the second man the yomer, that the machlekes that day was not about the paraduma, the machlekes was about the seir mishleich. What's the simin? That just like the Seir Mishleach is mechaper, it's for forgiveness, is who adin, the mitzvah tzadikim is also mechaper. So Ridvah speaks out that even though the parah dumah, like one man diyama has a shem chatis on it, sechur the parah dumah also has a type of a kapara. So he says, even though maybe there's a small kapara with it, but that's not the main purpose of the parah dumah. So parah dumah dik is for tyra. That's what it would make the parah dumah. Today we should be metairos. If we have tumas neis, the parah dumah is metairos. That's why it's a good simon here. It's a simon that the machoikas was not in the parah dumah, but the machoikas was in the soya meshtaleach. Because the soya meshtaleach, the ikka purpose of it is for kapara. So in Yom Kippur, we send away the soya meshtaleach azazel, and we say all the averas goes upon you, and you're sent away, and we have a kapara. So since the ikka of this is for the kapara, that was the simon. That just like Mitzvah Sadikim is Mechaper, it's a raya, the Machlekes was talking about Seir Meshtaleach, which is also Mechaper. And not the Machlekes of Paraduma, which is not a Mechaper, there the equal purpose is, Letaira, to make us tor from Tumas Meis. Right. Omer Reb Yitzchok, Shtei Shchitoi Shemati. I heard a loch is about two different Shchitas. Achas Shopora, one about the Shchit of the Paraduma, the Yachas Shoporoi, and one about the Par Shokoin Godel, it has to bring on Yom Kippur. Strashi Shoporoi, Par Koin Godel, Shoy Yom Kippur. Now, Achas Sherib Bazar, one of these two Shritas I heard is kosher by a Zar, you don't even need a Koin, or you don't need a Koin Godel. The Yachas Tzul Bazar, and one of them is Posel Bazar. So Posel Bazar would mean that you would have to need a Koin Godel, and not even a regular Koin. A Koin head, you would also be called a Zar. I forgot which one. Does the par on Yom Kippur need that for the Kohen Gadol? Or else, no, maybe the par Aduma, the Shchit needs the Kohen Gadol. And the other one is Kosher Bizarre. So we must have like this. Itma, we learned like this. Shchitas Poroi Uporoi. What's the loch when you make a Shchit on the par Aduma, or else the par shall Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? It's the Machlekes. Rav or Shmuel. Chadom, one of these two say, Poro Psuloi, the par Aduma tat is Posel Bizarre. You would have to need the Kohen Gadol to make the Shchit on the par Aduma. Mashenkein Paro Kshera. Mashenkein, the power of the Kohen Gadol, the Shchit is kosher even bizarre. Like any other Shchita. Always by Kochim. Shchit is kosher bizarre. It's only by the Kabul you need a Kohen. So what on Yom Kippur also? Even by the Parosh or Kohen Gadol, a regular Zar can make the Shchita. The Yavoidis first start the Shas Kabbalah. That's what one holds. The Chadoma, and the other one says no. Paroi Psuloi. The Paro on Yom Kippur, that's possible if a Zar does it, or even a Kohen does it. You would have to need the Kohen Gadol to do it. Mashenkein Paro, the Paraduma, here is Kshera. Here you don't need a Kohen Gadol, you don't need a Kohen, even a Zar could do it. That's the Smachlekes. So Mora says now, Tistayim, I bring your Rayon, to Rav Hudiyama Paro Psula. Rav is the one that says the Paraduma, that's what needs Dafka Kohen Gadol. The Yomer Rav Zera, Shchitas Paro, the Zar Psula. That Rav Zera said clearly, that if a Zar, Shech, the Paraduma, you know it's possible. Now, V'yoma Ravalo, Rav explained Reb Zera. Why does Reb Zera say by the Parah Aduma, if a regular Kohen shechs it, it's possible? Because the Pasuk says, Elozah v'chuka sheninu bo. The Pasuk says, Elozah means the Kohen Gadol, and it says the word chuka means it's likuva, that you would have to need the Kohen Gadol to do it. And Rav is the one that explains it. So Sarai, Rav holds the Parah Aduma, but Davka needs the Kohen Gadol. So Mamela, the Parah Shal Yom Kippur, is kosher even bizarre. So Rashi Elozah v'chuka, Elozah k'sidbo v'nosatem oiso el Elozah ra'koin, o k'sid zois chuka satoro, v'cholhecha v'ksid chuka ikuvihu. So therefore the Parah Aduma is mikuva, the davka with the Kohen Gadol. Freddy Gemara, v'rav maishna pora. Why do you say that after the Parah Aduma needs the Kohen Gadol? Tichsev Elozah v'chuka, because the Pasuk says Elozah the Kohen Gadol. And it says the word chukit likuva, it has to be Parah Nami, who are then by the power of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Hoksiv Aaron v'chuka. It also says the word Aaron, it's Parah Shal Aaron, the Kohen Gadol's power. And also says the word chuka. Shrashi Aaron v'chuka. Tichsev Ehikriv Aaron es Parah Chatas HaShaloi. V'chipe v'shochet es Parah Chatas HaShaloi. Hosev b'yachrei mois b'nyonai v'oise zois lachem l'chukas olam l'chapra b'nei Yisrael. So you see by the Parah on Yom Kippur it also says Aharon after the Kohen Gadol, and it says the word chukas also likuvi. So why does Rav hold only the Parah Aduma needs the Kohen Gadol and not the Parah? Have to Gemara Shchita lav avoidi. I'll tell you, when do you need the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? When you're doing avoidis. That starts by Kabbalah Sadam and Zrika. Mashenken the Shchita lav avoidi. So Rashi shchita lav avodi v'lo ikayim l'chuka shchita. Therefore, when it says by the par of Yom Kippur chuko, it doesn't go on shchita. For the Gemara Yehoshua, that's the svara of paranami. It should be the same svara by the paradum also. Shchita is not an avoda. So when it says a lezer in chuko, it's only going on the kabbalas adam. Maybe it's not going on the shchita. Now the Gemara shani para the kochi v'de kabayisi. Paradum is different. Paradum is v'de kabayis. Rashi Kloimer, Ein bo kedushas ha-mizbeach. The paraduma never goes on the mizbeach. You don't make a mizrika as a dam on the mizbeach. Fakir, the whole shchita was done on the Har HaZeitim. And from there they made a mizrika, but not on the mizbeach. El kedushas domin bi'almo. So the male of the paraduma only has kedushas domin. It's only kodesh for its value. Sharei shchitose bar ha-mishcha. Where did they shech the paraduma on the Har HaMishcha, the Har HaZeitim? Hilkach ein tzad avoydes nechlokas bo. V'chol avoydes shavas bo. Therefore, there's a svara, there's no difference between shchita and the rest of the avodah. Because there's no avodah anyway by the paraduma. The whole paraduma was done by the Har HaZeitim. So the shchita and the kabbalah and the zrik all have the same halacha. It's no real avodah. And still the Torah says, davke lezer, so you have to say by the paraduma, anything you do to the paraduma has to be done with the kohen gadol. Mashenkin, by the power of Yom Kippur, there was a regular korban. So you had to make a shchita and you had to make a kabbalah, dam and the zrik and the mizbeach. So there, there's a svara. What needs the kohen gadol an avoida? What's called the avoida from kabbalat adam onwards? Mashenk and shchita zav avoidi. Therefore, does not need the kohen gadol. For the Gemara, v'lav kol dechenu l'chur and svara is just the opposite way. Ma duch the par of Yom Kippur. That's the more kodesh. It's klushes aguf. For sure, they have to have the kohen gadol. And the Gemara who am Rav Simi, who am Rav Shishi, bray the Ravidi, immediately have the amaris negoyim. I tell you, no, it's not a din in Kedusha. Par Adum, it's not the vote because it's less Kedusha. So you're telling me the Kal V'Chaimah that the Par of Yom Kippur has more Kedusha for sure should also be the Kohen Gadol? That's not the Svar by Par Adum. Now I tell you, immediately have the Amaris Negoyim. It's a Svar by Negoyim. The whole Parsha of Negoyim, it's for us. That the Pasuk says you need to ask the Kohen to come and the Kohen to matar you. The Lav Avoidi, even though it's not called an Avoidi, there's no Avoidi there by the Negoyim. Still, Uboi Kuna. There's a Gzeras HaKosa, you have to have Kuna. I say the same thing by the Paradum also. Even though it has no Avoidis, there's no Din Shchita, there's no Din Zrika, no Din Kabbalah over there. But still, the locker is, the term is Makbet to have a coin. So therefore, by the Paradum, all the Avoidis need a coin. Mash need a coin Godom. Mashenka, and by the Par, Shoyim Kippo, the coin Godom, that was a regular Korban. So the regular Korban, the locker is, you need Afka, the Avoidis to be done with the coin Godom, which is from Kabbalah onwards. So that's Rav Svara. So tomorrow with Shmuel, the opposite way now. That Parvaj Suloi, Shmuel says the other Svara, that the Par of Yom Kippur, that Padavka needs the Kohen Gadol. If a regular Kohen does it, it's possible. Or the Zoi, Maishin or Parvaj. Why is that true? Why do we say the Par of Yom Kippur needs the Kohen Gadol? To receive Aaron v'chukah. Because the Pasuk says Aaron, which is the Kohen Gadol, and it says the word chukah. It has to be. According to Shmuel, why do you say the paradum is kosher bizarre? Why? The pasuk says, "Ar elozer v'chuka." And the Gemara Shani Hosum Nechsiv v'shochat oisven lefonov. It says you have to shech the paraduma in front of elozer. That means he hezar shochit. Somebody else should shech the paraduma. The elozer roya. That's all the pasuk means. The kohen gadol that's true has to be there, but he just has to see the shechita take place. Why? What does Rav do with this? The Gemara says, "Rav shleyasiach daitim imenu." Rav holds no that Eliezer the Kohen Gadol has to shech the paraduma. I what's the pasuk v'shoch rois lefonov? It means shleyasiach daitoy. Once he shech, he has to keep his mind on it, to say to watch it, to make sure not to take your mind away from the parma. Shrashi v'Rav the Elam Elozer shochto. You can't take your mind away from watching it from Tyra. It should not become tummy. Well, Shmuel, how does Shmuel know the Svara now? That it should not be Messiah Das, take his mind away from it. Shmuel, Messiah Daita Minole, Nafkele, he learns that from another Pusik. Nafkele, me visorath es haporali enof. Mashmi has to burn it also in front of him. Mashmi has to have his mind on it. He said that the Kohen Gadol has to watch the Paraduma, it should not become Tommy. That's how he knows it. So the more of a Rav, Rav says like this. Chad b'shchito, the Chad b'shrei for Rav holds no. Both psukim are talking about that the Kohen Gadol has to watch it, that's all. He has not been Messiah Das from it.
Not care. Rav holds, no. Rav holds the parah duma, the shkita has to be done, not care. Rav holds the shkita has to have to be done with the kohen gadol. I, the apostle says, v'shocha dois lofonav, it means it should not be mesiach das. I, why does the apostle say a second time then, mevisarif es l'poro li'enav, that v'shas reifo, it also has to be done in front of the kohen gadol, he has to watch it, so not to be mesiach das. Why does the Torah have to say two times then, not to take away your mind? So Rav says, v'rav loma, v'rav chad v'shchita v'chad v'sreifo tzrichom, I need both sukin. Because the Rachmon of the Shechita, the Torah would only just say B'shah Shechita, the Kohen Gadol has to watch it, not to be Messiah. That's from it, Mishum Tetchilas Avoidhi. That's the beginning of the Avoida. You're first starting now to do the Paraduma. So there the Torah is Makba the Shemira, you have to watch it not to become Tommy. Avul Sreifa. But at the end, B'shah Shechita burning the Paraduma, Eimel Tzricha, maybe there you don't need a Shemira, because it's the end already. Kamash Mullah, no, that you need a Shemira, even B'shah Sreifa. Because the Rachmana Sreifa, the Torah would emeloy tzrichim. Now, because the Rachmana Sreifa, the Torah would have just said b'shas Sreifa, you have to watch it. Hatayim mishum dahashdu the mishchaschra pora, because this is the heshra of the pora. When shas you burn it, now you can take the ashes and you start using the ashes. Avul shchitu emeloy mashenkin b'shas shchitu. That's the beginning of the avodah. Maybe you don't have to watch it so much. There's no mitzvah not to mesiach das emeloy tzrichim. Therefore, Rav says I need both sukim. That B'shochat L'ponev doesn't mean somebody else does the Shechita. Rav holds the Kohen Gadol has to do the Shechita of the Paraduma. No, B'shochat L'ponev just means the Kohen Gadol should not be Mesiach Das. He has to watch it to say though, not to be Mesiach Das. And who are the Meshasreif also, not to be Mesiach Das. But Elech Nami, according to Rav, B'davka, the Kohen Gadol has to do the Shechita of the Paraduma. Yeah, and what's Richa? Now the Mor says, L'mutei Mai. Rashi, the loy posel by hesach adas, the meister pora. Like you're telling me now, these two things you have to watch. B'shas shchita, you have to not to be mesiach das, and b'shas sreifam, you have to not to be mesiach das. So what does it mean, lafuke? Like, let us just say, general klal, throughout the whole of the avoidance of the paraduma, you have to be, have your mind on it, and not to be mesiach das. When you only say these two things, shchita and the sreifa, mashma, some other part, does not have to have a shmira. You could be mesiach das. On what part could you be mesiach das? Lemute mai. Ilai melemuti asifas afaron, that after you finish burning it, now you collect together the ashes and put it into the water. Umilu mayim, and fetching the water. Lekiddish, to make this kiddish, Rashi. Lekiddish. He nesines mayim letoicha. Or, The kiddush is that you mix together the ephor of the burnt ashes of the paraduma into the water. So, if you want to tell me now that these two things, there's no psul hesach adas, even if you don't watch it, so it's kosher. How could that be? The pasuk says le mishmeres le mei nidot siv.